The following is a lecture on the bliss of bhakti, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 20th, 2010, in Mumbai, India.
So, I have come here today to speak to all of you about bhakti bliss. But before I begin this explanation of bhakti bliss, understanding myself to be not very qualified to speak on this subject matter, first I would like to invoke the blessings of the previous acharyas, that I may speak some appropriate words regarding this wonderful thing known as bhakti bliss. So now I will pray and beg for their mercy. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Padijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So, what is the natural state of the living being? He is naturally Satchidananda. He is full of bliss, he is full of knowledge, he is eternal. That is the natural state of the living being. So, why are the living beings in this jagat, this material existence, currently absorbed in asat, achit, nirananda? That is the question. Why they are absorbed in temporality, ignorance and misery? Why? The answer is because they have become disconnected from the science of bhakti. So in this world, everyone is striving for so many things, to get ahead in the material world, to get a big position, to get some big income, to get some big prestige, to get a beautiful wife or a beautiful car or a beautiful bicycle or something like that. They're struggling, struggling, struggling. Accumulating rupees. But the difficulty is they're ignoring the actual need of the living being. And that need is called bhakti. They are giving all emphasis to the covering, and they are neglecting the being within. Just like that lady, she bought a very expensive birdcage. $1,000. That's a lot of money. How many rupees? 50,000 rupees, birdcage. some wealthy lady. She wanted to show her friends her $1,000 birdcage. She polished it very nicely. And if you get a birdcage, I mean, you have to have a bird also, right? Otherwise they think you're nuts. You bought a birdcage with no bird. So after she brought the bird cage, she'd stop by the pet store and buy a little bird also. But she was so enamored by that bird cage that she neglected that poor little bird sitting inside the cage. You can imagine. That poor little bird. The first day he came from the pet shop, he was doing okay. They just fed him a nice breakfast. He was going, chirp, 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 chirp. It was okay. No problem, you see. Got a nice breakfast. But the next day, that poor little bird, he was... It was getting rather tough. He'd been fasting for 24 hours, no food, no water. And the third day, the bottom of the cage, you see. Just see what a stupid woman she is. She's so proud of her $1,000, 50,000 rupee bird cage. She can't even think of the little creature sitting in the bird cage. That little bird, you see? So we are laughing at that stupid woman, but you know what? We are those stupid women. we are the stupid people. We are investing all this energy in this body, this bird cage, you see? We are investing all this energy in the cage, and we are forgetting the little bird within, the jiva. How can I eat? How can I sleep? How can I defend? How can I mate? How can I have some prestige, some power, some position in this material world? How can I have some position in this spiritual movement, you see? These are material ideas. We're neglecting that poor little jiva sitting there like a bird in the cage, you see. That jiva doesn't require so much to be happy. Just some bhakti, that's all the jiva needs, just some bhakti, some devotion for that Supreme Person, Krishna. That's the only requirement for the jiva to become happy. Somehow develop some bhakti for that beautiful person who's the source of all existence, that all powerful, all beautiful, all renowned, all knowledgeable, all wealthy, and all famous. Personality. You have full access to Krishna if you take advantage of the system known as bhakti. You have full access to Krishna. That Supreme Person who is the source of all existence, who controls and owns absolutely everything, will become under your control. You'll become under your control if you take this bhakti path with full seriousness. Some people say, well, I don't want to get too serious. I mean, I want to have a good time. Don't try to understand being serious about Krishna consciousness is the way to have a good time. Not serious about Krishna consciousness. Well, I just kind of joke around, Prabhu. I mean, come on, let's not get too serious here. You know. Well, I'm sorry if you want to keep Krishna consciousness on a casual level. My Vartma Pradarshika Guru, His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami, he made a very nice statement. He said, "Casual means casualty." I'm going to take this process like, you know, obladi, oblada, life goes on. You want to take it like that, very casually, not seriously. Then, my dear Prabhus, I beg to inform you, you are not going to become happy. Your minds will remain agitated. You remain polluted by lust, by anger, by greed, by madness, illusion, and envy. I guarantee you. Absolutely. If you don't believe me, try it. You remain polluted. But if you will take this process with the utmost seriousness, Someone says, well, what do you mean, Prabhu? No, seriously. Well, here's an example. Just imagine you're walking on a mountain trail. It's curious how far of a drop it is, and whoop, you slipped on a rock, and whoom, there you go over the edge of the cliff, and oh my God, but there's some branches. You grab on those branches. You're just hanging over just over the edge of the cliff on those branches. Now there's people who walk back, and it's a popular hiking trail, you see. And you know there's hikers all day long going back and forth. And you know that at any minute some hiker could come. So how seriously will you call for help? Will you kind of casually call for help, you know, like, help, help. Will you call like that? Help. Is that how you would call for help? Huh? You go, help. Or you go, help, help, save me. Please save me. Help, help, help. How intensely do you call? How serious do you be to call for help? Your life is on the line. You're losing your strength in your arms to hold onto that branch. Time is running out. You know it. If somebody doesn't help you very soon, you're a dead man. So how seriously will you call out for help? You put all of your energy, your full intensity of your entire being will be focused into calling out for help so somebody will hear you and rescue you. So do we think that we're in any different position than that right now in this material world? Do we think we're in any better position than that? A person hanging a branch over the edge of a cliff? No, we're not in any better position there. At any minute, death can take us away. At any minute, we can be snatched away by the Lord. I just got an email from one of my leaders on my e-course. He said his mother was just killed in a... His religious mother was killed in a traffic accident. You never know when death may come and snatch you. In 1 second, finish. So how intensely are we calling to Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. How intensely are we calling out to Krishna to save us from this degraded consciousness of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy? How much are we calling to Krishna and begging, 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 pleading with Him to save us? That's how we get the higher taste. You may say, well, I don't want to call in mood of desperation. It's depressing. I'd rather just imagine that I can be happy. I've got my eating, I've got my sleeping, I got my clothing, I got this, my position, I got my name, I got my title. I'd rather just imagine that I can enjoy this than to call out in desperation as if I'm in a difficult situation. Well, good luck is all I can say. Because if we have that mood, we're cheating ourselves. Absolutely cheating ourselves. Absolutely cheating ourselves. We have a choice. We can do right for ourselves, or we can cheat ourselves. Would you rather cheat yourself out of eternity knowledge and bliss? Would you rather actually master the art of entering into that mood of pure bhakti? You see, we have that choice. We want to enter into that bhakti bliss, and we have to be very, very serious. Then, my dear Lord, please save me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. In this way, we can become happy. In this way, we can become satisfied. So, you all have been blessed with this opportunity to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, I'm very happy to see so many Indian brahmachari. It is wonderful for me to see you all, because in the early days of our society, there was no Indian brahmacharis. You see. It was just the Western boys, and some girls also came over, and we were trying to convince the Indians to join. Prabhupada was giving one lecture to some Indian boys, and he told them this world is being managed by rogues and demons. He says, now you make your lives successful and you take the management. In this way, he was trying to induce the Indian boys to join. You were meant to become the leaders of this planet, you see. You were meant to become brahmanas. This is a training program for making you first-class brahmins. This is the purpose, you see. Brahman means he is the leader of the world society. Prabhupada explains, the Brahman is the spiritual master of the human society. So we are training people how to become spiritual masters, how to become gurus, how to become mentors who can inspire and teach people, not only by their words, but even more importantly by their examples. Yad yad acharati shreshtas tattareve taro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anivartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So this is what Prabhupada wants of us. He wants in each and every one of us to become powerful acharya, who by our example we can inspire the whole world. Each and every one of us, you see. So you are blessed by residence here in the Hare Krishna land, the abode of Sri Sri Radharasa Bihari. You are very fortunate. This is a place of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes also. How fortunate you are to be in this holy, holy place, you see, living your life. Now take it very seriously. I must become fixed up Brahman. I must become pure devotee, you see. So that I can inspire the others to take to this path of Krishna consciousness. Conquer over the inertias. Give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. Chant at least 16 rounds a day. Control the sex urge. Don't give in to nasty habits like masturbating, you see. With the brahmachari, he is meant to withhold that samana within himself. And then urdhva rita, if you keep the samana in and not pass your samana, then that samana, it travels to the brain and you become very expert in Vedic wisdom. You become healthy. You have longevity. You see. You become, it gives you physical and mental strength. So do not discharge samana. This is brahmachari life. You see. Keep that samana within you. Don't discharge even one drop of samana. Knowingly or unknowingly, this is brahmachari. And by this cultivation of Krishna consciousness under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and the representatives of Srila Prabhupada, you see, your lives will become successful. It's a fact. You will escape that karma chakra in which you have been bound up for millions and billions of lifetimes. You will escape it. We cannot remember if we have been bound up for so many millions and billions of lifetimes. We cannot remember. But we've been going through hell since time immemorial. Hell. Absolute hell we've been going through. So now take the opportunity. We've gotten mercy of the great devotees, the great sadhus. We've gotten that mercy. Let's use this human life now to get out of this hell by seriously taking to pure devotional service. In this way, we can taste the bliss of bhakti, that wonderful bhakti bliss, which completely destroys all material suffering, which is, brings all auspiciousness upon all living entities throughout the entire universe. We can live 24 hours a day in that wonderful mood of Krishna bhakti. So this is our request. You kindly take this pathway with the utmost seriousness, the utmost dedication, and the utmost inchastity. And if you do so, we absolutely guarantee your life will be incredibly sublime. You'll be blissed out 24 hours a day. So I can ask now if there's any questions. And I'll ask somebody to be my human hearing aid. They can come tell me in my ear, because I might be able to hear, but I probably won't be able to. But any questions? Yeah. Yeah, come and tell me.
Noji, you said that if we don't practice this process seriously, then we will remain dissatisfied and we'll remain agitated with lust, greed, anger, envy, madness.
That's right. That's right.
But my question is that how to break up the attachment to these contaminations? I mean, it is the attachment to lust, it is attachment to envy that prevents us from taking to the process very seriously. So
how we can break up this attachment for lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, and envy? Excellent question. The answer is given by Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2, text number 59. Vishya vinivartante nirahara-shirehina vashavarsham rishopyashvaparandrishmanivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing higher taste, you see, he is fixed in consciousness. So somehow or other, my dear Prabhus, we have to get that higher taste. Somehow or other get that higher taste. It's very important. So how do you get higher taste? If you don't have it, what do you do to get it? That's the answer is given in Bhagavatam. Shushushrashadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyanmahatsavyavipa Punya Sevana Kirtanam. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains that taste, that higher taste, that affinity for Krishna consciousness. So if you're not getting the taste, then just find out devotees who are very pure and very wonderful devotees and serve them with love, you see. Always look for the opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. Just like you have senior devotees here, you have wonderful devotees here in your community. Find out the very fixed up devotees and serve them with love, you see. And then automatically you will get taste for this process. Vaishnava seva, that is the key. Serve the devotees who are fixed up, advanced devotees. You serve them with love and you'll see how the wonderful awakening of ruchi manifests within your heart. Okay? Next question. Okay.
In your Bhagavatam class, you said that laulya is the price.
Yeah. Intense greed is the price. Laulyam. That's right.
Laulyam. Okay. And we also hear that shradhavan jana hai, shradhavan jana. Faith is the price. So
yes.
How are they related?
What is the connection between shraddha and laulyam? That is the question. Intense greed, well, actually they're very integrally connected. One who has great faith in the process of Krishna consciousness will naturally be very greedy to obtain it. And one who is very greedy to obtain it must necessarily have very strong faith in the process. So if you have either one, you're okay. If you have a very strong, unflinching faith, like the Shvetashvatara Upanishad explains, yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasyatyate ankatita katita hirate prakashyante mahatmanaha. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna, the imports of Vedic knowledge of you. So if you have that unflinching faith, naturally you will have the greed. And if you have the greed, you must have the unflinching faith. So either way, Prabhu, go either way and you'll be in good shape. If you have no greed, just have strong faith, You have no faith and just try to get greedy for bhakti. Either way you approach it, there are two doors to the same thing. Pure bhakti has, there's at least two doors. Of course, Vaishnava Seva is another door to pure bhakti. But these are two of the doors to pure bhakti, Laoyam and Shraddha. Either way, you're okay. You'll be in good shape.
How to get these?
How to get that? Are you? Do you want it? Huh? Do you want it? You don't know. I got to make up your mind, Prabhu. Do I want it? You have to make up your mind. If you're undecided, what can I say? If you're on the fence, which, well, I want to be a devotee, I want to be a karmi. I haven't made up my mind yet. Well, got to make up your mind. If you haven't made up your mind, you should study the difference. You should study what is the result of pure bhakti and what is the result of mixed devotion. And what is the result of complete sense gratification? Actually, mixed devotion or sense gratification, neither of them will get you to the spiritual world. Mixed devotion might keep you on the fence, at least you have a chance of achieving in the future, you see. But you have to study what is the result of being a devotee and not being a devotee. A non-devotee, he is forced to go through the 8,400,000 species again and again and again. Would you like to be a dog right now? Not talk about the one on Juhu Beach, the big businessman dog, but the dog in Vrindavan. Well, of course, actually Vrindavan dog, it's pretty hellish, but it's Vrindavan. But I'm talking about a street dog in India. Like to be an Indian street dog? I don't know. You want to be an Indian street dog? Tejachandra. You want to be an Indian street dog? Then we must give up these nasty habits. Indian street dog, he can gratify his senses any way he can get away with it. He's a dog. He can see a female dog and jump on her. He's a dog. That's his nature. So if you want to be like that, I want to feel free to jump on a female whenever I get a chance, then you can become a dog, an Indian street dog. Is it? But if you actually want to achieve that ultimate destination, achieve that realm where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, and one can associate with the Supreme Personality of God eternally in any one of five primary rasas, then you're going to have to make up your mind to be a devotee. If you haven't decided yet, well, I would do a lot of praying and reading and decide whether you want to be a devotee or not. But if you decided to be a devotee, then you go for it the full way. You know, don't hold anything back. If you want to be a devotee, then you must go for pure bhakti. Because anything prophesies of any material desire is left, you take breath again. So if you're going to be a devotee, go all the way. Even my karmi daddy used to say, son, if you're going to do a job, do it right or don't do it at all. So if you're going to be a devotee, then go for pure bhakti. That's my advice. If you're not ready for pure bhakti, well, you can be a rickshaw wala, whatever you want. There's so many occupations available for you in India. Rickshaw wala. You can be a beggar in the street. So many wonderful occupations available. One of these IT slaves also. You can be an IT slave. Completely stressed out. There's so many occupations available. But if you want to become Paramahamsa, if you want to become situated beyond the turbulence of this material existence, then in any position, brahmachari, householder, any position, one must cultivate pure bhakti. That's essential. So you have to study it very carefully and then make an educated decision. We're not trying to force you to become a devotee. Don't think wrong, you see. We just want to educate you so you can make a proper decision, an intelligent decision. So we are not here to force you or to coerce you, pressure you. We're just here to educate you, you see. So you can decide what you want. So now this is the last question. I've a little over time already, but what's the question?
In intellect is convinced.
Alright, his intelligence is convinced, but the mind or the heart isn't cooperating. Well, you have to be like a good mother. Prabhupada says the intelligence is like the mother, and the mind or the heart, that's like the child. You see? So the childlike mind of the heart is screaming, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. You can say, no. Prabhupada says the senses are screaming to give, for that you give me sense gratification. And you have to say no. That's like the mother chastising the child. No, you can't have it. That's all. Finished. No. So when your senses start screaming, give me sex, give me pleasure of the tongue, give me ego pleasure, give me power, prestige, pleasure. No, no. You just say no. You rightly declare no. You have to chastise and yell at your senses. No, you can't have it, rascal. So you can't have it. In this way, you have to bring your mind under control. This is why Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura says that in the morning you beat the mind with shoes 100 times, and in the evening with broom 100 times. So you have to be a very, very aggressive mind beater. Beat the bloody hell out of that rascal mind, twice a day, in the morning and the evening. Teach the mind who's boss. You're the boss, not your mind. You understand? You teach your mind that you are the boss, not the mind. Don't let your mind dictate to you. You tell your mind what to do and what not to do, what to think about and what not to think about. You have to keep your mind constantly under vigilance. It's like the Indian government, they're constantly monitoring the borders to see if the Pakistanis are launching an invasion, isn't it? So you have to constantly monitor your mind and make sure that it's not allowing the personality of Kali to take over.
I've been doing so since last 5 years.
You have to be a vigilant soldier, Prabhu. Don't let Kali take over your mind. Curb down that rascal Kali. Okay?
I'm tired of
it. Huh?
Tired of doing this.
Well, actually, why should you be tired of it? It's very enlivening to conquer over the personality of Kali. It's influencing. It's very enlivening. It's called Goswami. Why should one be tired of controlling the senses? It's very sweet and very enlivening. It's like a big glob jamun, you know. Are you tired of glob jamun? Never have another glob jamun ever again. Tired of glob jamun. No. Controlling the mind is like popping a glob jamun every minute. Oh, it's so nice to control the mind. Because Krishna says, Param Dushvani Varatada, you get higher taste. You realize you can be taking bhakti, you can be tasting bhakti ras at every minute in an ever increasingly sweet way. If you could be eating a glob jamun eternally, you never got filled up, it got more delicious, would you like that? So why not take this ultimate glob jamun of bhakti ras, which gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter for all of eternity? That is everything. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and stop here. And I thank you all very much for your dedicating yourself to Srila Prabhupada Society and serving the wonderful Vaishnavas here. Please make this your last lifetime by very seriously cultivating this pathway. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.